September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and so joining us on the program, Dr. Robert Emery and also Dr. Hunter Brown in just a few moments. We're going to talk a little bit about prostate cancer awareness and screening. But Dr. Emery, first off, it's the most common cancer in men and the second most common cause of cancer-related death in men. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Unfortunately, prostate cancer is extremely common, but the good part about it is that it's not as deadly as other cancers. But that's kind of a catch-22 because a lot of people think, well, if it's not that deadly, I really don't need to be checked for it. And so there are some patients and even some doctors who really don't think that screening is important. But we do see a lot of patients with prostate cancer. Many of them are cured. Many of them do not even need to be treated, just followed. But we do also see men, unfortunately, that die from it. And so it's those that we're trying to catch.
What age would you recommend that men begin screening for prostate cancer annually?
Men that are age 50 or older require screening for prostate cancer. We also recommend for African-American males to start at age 40, or if you've had a father or brother or even a grandfather who had prostate cancer, you should also start at 40. And it generally involves simply a blood check for a test called PSA, and then we also do a prostate check, which is a digital examination of the prostate, which is what most people would prefer to avoid. But I think once a year, it's not too much to ask to have that done, because it can pick up a lot of cancers just on the examination.
Let's bring Dr. Hunter Brown into the conversation right now. And Dr. Brown, are there any symptoms that men may notice that is a precursor or would give them an indication that they might have prostate cancer?
Well, Chad, really, from cancer itself, generally, if you have symptoms from it, kind of the horse is out of the barn. It's pretty late. Now, as opposed to just general prostate symptoms, which can be from benign enlargement of the prostate and not cancerous. So that's why the screening is so important. Many times it's totally asymptomatic.
Now, you talked about some benign issues as well going on with the prostate. That leads us kind of into the conversation of urology in general. And tell me a little bit about your practice there and what you deal with on a daily basis with patients that come see you.
Well, of course, we deal with all types of prostate issues, as well as, not only prostate cancer, but kidney cancer and bladder cancer, urinary incontinence. We see a full age spectrum. We see children. We see infant and baby hernias that we do. So just things along those lines.
And again, as you mentioned, the screening is very important. The facts that are here in front of me say almost 250,000 men in the country will be diagnosed with prostate cancer within the next year. So those are high numbers, even though we consider this maybe not as dangerous of a cancer, as Dr. Emery had said earlier. But screenings, as you mentioned, very important. That's why we want people to call and make an appointment to get those screenings. How can they do that?
Well, they can call our office anytime, Chad, 698-1846. The only other thing about the numbers, that's true about 250,000 people. There's also going to be about 35,000 deaths from prostate cancer, which are totally preventable with screening. You know, prostate cancer is the most common non-skin cancer in men.
All the more reason, gentlemen, to have those screenings. Doctors Robert Emery and Hunter Brown joining us this morning. Gentlemen, we appreciate your time.